John Fetterman, the Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania, has certainly brought the issue of strokes to the attention of many. There are some who are cheering him on. Others are finding encouragement through what he is doing. And, yeah, there are those who pretty much want to judge a book by its cover. Joining us now to discuss the realities of strokes, adapting to them, recovering from them, from Northwestern Medicine Marion Joy Rehabilitation Hospital, is physical medicine and rehabilitation specialist, Dr. Sonia Sheth. How are you today, doctor?
I'm great. Thank you for asking.
And learn more about the services at the Northwestern Medicine Marion Joy Rehabilitation Hospital. Easy to remember, nm.org. And based upon your observations at the debate this past week, doctor, what do you see versus what is being claimed about the condition of Mr. Fetterman?
I thought Mr. Fetterman did an excellent job. All things considered, you know, he just had his stroke in May. To me, it was obvious that he understood the questions, but it was just difficult for him to get the answer out. Even having said that, he did have appropriate answers. It was taking a little bit more time. I can't imagine the type of stress it was being under that timer. But I think all things considered, he did pretty well.
I've watched Mr. Fetterman a couple of nights later. He was on MSNBC. And comparing his performance at the debate versus he was, of course, as usual with the teleconference systems that we have now, Skype and Cisco and all the others, he was on the show via his home. Seemed to be he was a lot more comfortable. His communication skills were literally night and day compared to, you know, comparing and contrasting. He also said, too, that he's not a camera person. He's not great on stage or in that arena of a political debate. If a stroke patient is under a stressful situation, does that magnify and draw out more of their condition than normally we would see?
100%. You know, stress causes a lot of different reactions, and he was one. Just looking at him, I could tell he was not comfortable in that setting. You know, being in a stiff suit, he was having to read the questions just to make sure he understood what was being said. I think that definitely had a huge impact on how he performed. I wish I could have caught that debate that he did a few days later, but I'm not surprised by what you're saying that he did much better under his own terms. He was in his own home. It was, to me, Dr. Oz was really putting pressure on him and to make statements, and it just wasn't enough time for him to make an appropriate answer that he wanted. Like, he wanted to expand more, but it just was too much pressure in a short amount of time. But he tried his best, and I thought he did a really good job, all things considered, that he just had a stroke in May. So,
yeah,
it was
usually
too bad.
And usually, too, when we hear the term stroke, we think always the most severe of options. But when you look at, maybe it's because of his size and he was athletic. Turns out he was supposed to be taking blood thinners, which he stopped doing. I guess he went a more organic way of treating whatever it was he was dealing with. But the doctor said if he had kept on his blood thinners, he might have avoided all this. But he's mobile. He can, as you said, he can respond to questions. But does a stroke create, I guess, a delay in what the ears transmit to the brain, how the brain interprets it, and how the brain sends out the communication? Is that basically what he's dealing with?
I believe from what I've read, he has auditory comprehension disorder, so he's not able, some words don't sound as they did prior to the stroke, so that's why he was using the telemonitor to read it, so that he made sure he understood the question. There are different types of stroke. Sometimes patients are not able to understand and they aren't able to get the answer out at all. But with his type of stroke, it seems to me that he's able to comprehend what you're asking him, but it just takes a moment to reply because of how he's hearing the words, if that makes sense.
That absolutely does. And it doesn't seem like there's any physical consequence of the stroke. He wasn't walking with any assistance. I've seen reports he walks 4 to 5 miles a day, which I haven't had a stroke. Maybe I should be doing that as well, but it's...
Yes, we all should be doing that. Exercise is wonderful and the key. But yeah, with him, I agree. I noticed that his stroke must have been on the left side. So that's why it affected his language. But he was moving his right arm very well. I noticed him picking up his glass of water without any hesitation. His fine motor movements were completely intact. It's just for him, his speech is taking a little bit more time, and he's going to continue to recover over the next year. I've seen patients, you know, a year and a half, 2 years, still saying their speech is getting better every day. It's not something that's day and night that's going to improve. It's going to take time. It's going to take therapy. It's going to take a lot more exercises on his brain. So he's going to get there. It's just going to take a little bit more time. And it's not that there's anything wrong with his cognition. It's just getting the words out is taking a little bit more time.
So Dr. Sonia Sheth from the Northwestern Medicine Mary and Joy Rehabilitation Hospital, nm.org is the website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. There have been notable people, more so than Mr. Fetterman, who have had strokes. If you go back in time, the comedian from the Three Stooges, Larry Fine, his career came to an end, but his life didn't. He managed to continue living, but he might have been one of the pioneers of the older entertainers that started making college campus tours and bringing films and doing Q&As. More recently, singer legend Jerry Lee Lewis, he had a stroke. He lost the use of his right hand, so he can't play piano anymore, but he just was in the studio just a few months ago recording a gospel album, and voice is as strong as ever. So for anyone who experiences a stroke, that does not have to mean the end of living, does it?
I agree so much with what you just said. Yes, you know, it's not the end. It's not the end. Sometimes, you know, there are small strokes, there are big strokes, but depending on the type of stroke, it can just vary. And luckily, with modern day technology and therapy and wonderful people out there to help these stroke patients, they can live a very good life, you know, and enjoy their life.
Well, with your work in particular, as far as on, you know, every patient is going to have different needs, different requirements, different willingness to you know, listen to what an expert is saying. But as a foundation, what do you hope to see with the patient, what they want to do, what they're capable of doing, what's the role the patient has to play in their recovery? It's always, what's the doctor going to do for me? But the patient has to be in on this too.
Correct. Yeah, it's a daily struggle. If a patient is not mentally wanting to get better, then they won't. You know, they're just kind of going to have to deal with the consequences. But it's really like a mind over matter thing, and they have to be motivated. They have to want it for themselves. In Mr. Fetterman's case, he's dedicated. You know, he got up there and he spoke, even though it was probably very hard. But he was determined, and I did see that.
You could see the look in his eyes. I mean, you could see, yeah. You could see, okay, I'm having a tough time here, but I'm not quitting. And I even think as the debate went on, he was somewhat better toward the end than the beginning. Again, maybe that gets back to, he started feeling more comfortable as the night went on.
Yeah, we have to keep in mind this was his first public appearance since the stroke. You know, he's first time speaking, and he said it in the beginning, like the elephant in the room, like, I've had a stroke. So to me, he did as good of a job as anyone could have done, with all things considered. It's, you know, being on national television and trying to speak up must have been hard, but I thought he did a really, really good job.
And I think, too, it's a motivational experience for anyone who has gone through a stroke who sees that and says, well, you know what, there are possibilities. There is not a closed door. And at the same time, and Dr. Sheth is much nicer person than I am, but for those mocking Fetterman for political points, think about this. You're pretty much disparaging every stroke patient out there when you're mocking Mr.
Right.
Fetterman. So keep that in mind, too. These people are going through a lot more than maybe some of the mockers can even handle, and they deserve a lot more dignity and a lot more respect and understanding too, because if people are not being understood, it's that patient care team, I guess, we always have to reflect upon the people around a person dealing with having a stroke. They need the reinforcement of the people around them as well. That's part of the recovery that's got to be very, very, very dominant to encourage that person to keep fighting and keep striving, keep setting goals, keep listening to the medical professionals, and they will be able to get through the challenges that they're seeing today, tomorrow.
Correct. He's an inspiration to many stroke survivors. He must have worked very hard over the past few months to get where he is. And you just can't give up. And to me, that was obvious. He could have, taken himself out of the race even, and he didn't. He's sticking through it, and he's going to see it out. I'm sure he did his speech therapy today, and he will do it tomorrow, and he'll work on days off because he wants to get better. And that's what it has to be. If you do have a severe stroke, you have to work hard, and he's definitely doing it.
And indeed teaching others to follow his lead, I certainly hope. We've been talking with physical medicine rehabilitation specialist, Dr. Sonia Sheth. She is part of the Northwestern Medicine Mary and Joy Rehabilitation Hospital. On the web, it's nm.org. Dr. Sheth, thanks so much for the insight into the reality of the situation. We've been inundated with the superficial and the politics, but there's some valuable lessons to learn from what Mr. Federman is doing. Thank you for helping us better understand them. Have a great day.
You too.